What? So what do you do? Well, tonight's So What Do You Do is quite interesting. College students, you know, are of all races, all ages, and all backgrounds. Seriously. I know, because I'm in college to finish my master's degree at Luther Seminary. And when I first considered it, I thought, this is what I need to do. I really want to get this master's degree, and I can use it in many different ways. Well, going to seminary really surprised me. I mean, it really surprised me. It worried me, and it surprised me. I'm thinking I'm going to have to, or people are going to expect me to be in a robe and stole and the whole thing. But it's never too late to start. That's what I know. It's never too late to start. So those of you during COVID time that have been considering either going back to school or starting school, just know it's never too late. There was a woman who was 92 years old about a decade ago. We talked about it here on Steel Talking. And this woman went back to school at 92. At 92 to finish her bachelor's degree. There have been men that were in their 90s that finished school in their 90s. That's amazing. So president of Metro State University, Jenny Arthur, and Mariah Wilberg, who graduated in 2019 at Metro, are joining us to really talk about how is, I won't say it's easy, but how wonderful it is to get back into it, get back into studying, get back into getting more knowledge. It really matters. Jenny Arthur, president of Metro State University, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you, Geraldine. This is just a pleasure to be here.
Well, I have to tell you that I'm the one that decided to go and get my master's degree at Luther Seminary. And at first it terrified me, but it didn't take long for that terror to go away. Tell me about that. A lot of people are really afraid to go back, feel like they're not smart enough.
You know, that is so true, especially for adult learners, people who have been away from school for a while. And I think we learn that we get them in the door. We offer them a lot of support. They begin to build a network. And pretty soon they're having a great time and really enjoying learning.
Enjoying learning is key. I think that people stay in schools wherever they are because they are really enjoying not just the learning piece, but the friendships, the relationships that are critical. These are, you know, you can get to know your dean of academics or, you know, whichever dean you want to get to know. You can go to them for advice, you know, 10 years later after you graduate. It's really quite remarkable. So I know my fear was my age. I hadn't been in college since, oh my God, 1977 or 78. And I just thought, oh my gosh, how in the world am I going to finish my BA? I finished my BA first at Concordia University in St. Paul. And then I went to St. Kate's to do part of my master's degree. And I wasn't able to finish there. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to try seminary by someone's advice. And I said, you know, I think that's something I think I can do. How do you convince older students or older adults to say, okay, I'm ready. Is there a certain way of pacifying them or quieting them to get them to say, yes, okay, I'll do the application?
Well, I think one of the things, and Metro State has been a pioneer in this work, is what we call giving credit for prior learning. So you think of all of the work that you've done, Geraldine, as a journalist, as an artist, and we would have faculty sit with you, figure out how we document that, and then how we can give you credit. Because I think we are all learners all the time. And just because you haven't been in school doesn't mean that you haven't acquired important, useful knowledge. So that's something that if we can have that conversation with the person who's thinking about college and then they get a few college credits and they realize, well, I can do this. I've already got a start on my degree.
So what is your method of removing that fear that so many students, whether they are brand new students, young students, or if they are those who, you know, are in their 60s, 70s, or 80s, how do you make it comfortable for them? What do you say?
Yeah, I just think one of the things about Metro State anyway is our real commitment to inclusion. I will say that we were founded, the words of our founding president, David Sweet, was, we'll be the college for those who have no college. So it's really bringing people in, meeting them wherever they are, making them understand that they're important, they have talent, they can do this work. And I think by having those conversations, connecting them to others, their fellow students as well, that really helps to overcome, you know, that sense that they can't do it. We know they can do it.
You just have to convince all the rest of us. That's for sure. Let's bring Mariah Wilberg on. Hi, Mariah.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. You graduated in 2019, right before the COVID hit. And I can just imagine how difficult that was. But coming on campus, before you graduated, and you saw all of these different age groups, how did you handle that? Did you expect to come on campus and see those that were your age and maybe a little bit older, but not those in their 50s and 60s?
You know, I actually, I chose Metro State because I would be among adult learners by myself in a very diverse cohort. I didn't really want to be with primarily with younger folks who were fresh out of high school because I had had some life under my belt. And the great thing about Metro State is it's really geared towards working adults, people who already have established lives and careers. So that is part of why I chose Metro.
Yeah, my brother-in-law actually went there. I wanted to mention that to you, Jenny, because my brother-in-law, Armando Dickerson, he graduated from Metro State. He loved it. He loved the professors. He loved how they handled those that were older. You know, he was in his, late 40s or early 50s, and he absolutely loved the experience. What would you say today, Mariah, to someone who's listening about your age? I don't need to ask your age, but someone about your age, what would you say to them to convince them that you can go back and why don't you try Metro State?
I would say that it is never too late to go back to school and to just take a manageable step. You know, you don't have to commit to the next 8 years of your life. You can commit to attending an information session or learning more about the different programs they have available. And, you know, maybe taking a class at a time and seeing how it fits into your life. I would say the time is going to pass whether you are in school or not. And if it's something you've dreamed of and something you're interested in or something that would help your life or help you set up a better life for your children, why not look into it and go for it?
And did you find a lot of people within your age group at Metro?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, same thing with me at seminary.
For the record, I don't mind sharing.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and so there are a lot of people going back to school at 35 years old, Jenny. And so as you watch those that come through that want to get a degree as much as those that are 21 or 18, it's got to be rewarding to see all of these beautiful ages, those from different generations, walking the path at Metro State. How do you keep them there?
You know, it's, again, I think helping to build the bonds that they have with each other, with advisors, and with their faculty members, Geraldine. Our class size averages around 20 students. And, I mean, that's the perfect size to create that sense of community in the group and really students feel they belong. I've just heard remarkable stories of people looking out for each other. We had a student who actually was suffering from a serious illness and was still coming to class, but was pretty weak. And one of his classmates noticed that and would meet him every day that he came to class in the parking lot and carry his backpack for him. And I think there's just that sense of community that people are doing this together that really bonds them.
What is the age, Jenny, of the oldest student on campus right now?
Oh, the oldest student right now would be in their 70s. In fact, you know, Geraldine, our oldest graduate in December was a former WCCOer, Don Shelby, who graduated in his mid-70s.
Hey, now! That's so awesome. I got to call up his wife and go, oh, so you married to that old man who just got a degree. All right, then. He would get a kick out of that.
It was fantastic. And, you know, he talked about in his, he was our commencement speaker, and he talked about, you know, how the, one of the most valuable things was that connection he made across generations. And all of our students really value that, learning from each other, from people who are at different points in their life and from different cultural backgrounds.
Wow, quite remarkable. So tell us about the vice president, because, you know, people are going to wonder, what does it mean when I enroll? Who do I go to about, you know, taking a break or making sure I didn't add too many classes, those sorts of things? Are these the people that would be called, you know, your, what do you call them? Good Lord, the people that help you. Advisors. Hey, I remembered. Yeah. Advisors, yes. And so I can imagine how difficult that is between all of these different ages as well, but I know it's beautiful. Because I do it, and I'm just so excited about it.
Exactly. Well, you know, that's one thing. People at Metro State, advisors and faculty are there because they care so much about our students. And again, extraordinary stories of, you know, the way that faculty have, you know, they bend the rules, if you want to say that. They'll go out of their way to make sure that students can complete their work, do the learning that they need to do, because they understand that life circumstances really get in the way when you're working and caring for a family.
I actually came on that campus probably about 5 years ago, and I came for a friend. I wanted to support her. And it was amazing how many different people were in the room. There were even people who didn't speak English well, but they were really getting it. They seemed to understand what they needed to do, and it was beautiful to watch. Are you still finding a lot of students that come to Metro State University asking a lot of questions in a different language, or do you have the people necessary to really help you understand what they're saying?
Yes, absolutely. You know, more than 53% of our students, Geraldine, come from a variety of different cultural and racial communities, and many have are relatively new Americans and still learning to speak English. So, yes, in our tutoring center, in our writing faculty, we have specialists who are helping those who are learning the English language. And you know, we have interpreters that can also help people out with their assignments.
That is so great to hear, because there are students that, you know, have been here maybe for 4 to 5 years, and they haven't mastered the English language, but boy, they have worked so hard. And there is always someone at Metro State that is waiting to hear from them to say, is there anything I can help you with, or let me work with you on this? So I'm really happy to hear that. Mariah, I want to ask you about having a family while going to school. Did you say you have children?
No.
You have no children. So when you finally graduated, how did your family respond to you? Your siblings, your uncles, aunts, parents, if you have them, what was that like for you?
I think it was one of the most emotional days of my life. I was honored to be the commencement speaker at my graduation, and you know, looking out at my family there, my entire family, and my best friend and my goddaughter who had supported me through my journey, it was really meaningful, because what I was talking about in my commencement speech was, you know, I was just incarcerated recently, and I thought that my life was too broken to ever be beautiful. And then, you know, here on this journey through Metro State, I just have this different life. I advanced very quickly in my career, largely due to like the assignments I was working on and what I was learning in school. So it felt, it was an achievement I really, for many years of my life, I thought was out of reach. So it was one of the best days of my life.
May I ask you what you got your degree in?
Yeah, so I did my undergraduate degree, Bachelor of Arts in Individualized Studies at Metro, and I finished that in 2016, and most recently I earned a Master of Public Administration.
Wow, mine was in organizational leadership, and this degree that I'm getting now, the master's. And by the way, I want to encourage you, don't stop. If you can keep going, because the more we know, the more we realize we don't know much. So just, is that the truth, Jenny Arthur, right? Am I right?
Oh, it is. It is. That's why we believe in lifelong learning.
Lifelong learning. If people want more information about the school and whether or not they are a good fit for it, where do they go, Jenny?
Well, the easiest thing would be to go to the website, which is metrostate.edu, and there you'll find a link for students who, if you're an interested student, prospective student, and then someone from our admissions office will reach out to you and get you connected.
Get you connected, and that's what university is all about, getting you connected from the moment you arrive to even long after you've experienced so much at the school. I am so grateful, both of you. Mariah, thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, the president of Metro State University, Jenny Arthur, both for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. It's just been a delight.
All right. You guys take care.